Soldiers of Freedom by Kay Wright. Introduction. The truism, war is hell, did not begin with Vietnam. It was the first war in which the gruesome details came streaming into American living rooms every evening via the media, but it was not the first to be a nightmarish affair. At points during the Revolutionary War, many of General George Washington's troops fought clothed only in old blankets. They went days without food and water, drinking from streams filthy with both human and animal feces. They worked day and night, 7 days a week, and were rarely paid a cent of their promised salaries. Their most mortal threats came not from British troops, but from starvation and disease. During the dreadful winter of 1777 at Valley Forge, some 2,500 American rebels died largely from exposure to the unforgiving elements. These horrors did not end with the Revolution. In Korea, troops shipped in from the Pacific fought through the war's first bitter winter with nothing but warm weather supplies, sometimes marching barefoot through snow and ice. Throughout American history, warfare has proved a painful and ugly business, robbing society of vibrant young men and women in the prime of their lives, too often for purposes far less noble than our nation's leaders have professed. War is not something to glorify, but rather to disdain. Why then this book? Because in post-Vietnam America, where citizens have more willingly and openly condemned the act of war than in previous eras, our society has far too often also condemned those charged, usually by force of law, with carrying it out. So this book honors the deeds of men and women of any race who have sacrificed their lives in battles not of their own making. As a volume of black history, however, this book has another purpose. Throughout time, the African-American soldiers who have participated in this country's wars have done so not merely in defense of the nation. America's longevity, frankly, has often been but a tangential result of service in the minds of black soldiers. From the Revolution through the Civil War, blacks fought primarily in an effort to secure their collective freedom. Each conflict brought a renewed debate within the community about whether and how African Americans should participate, a discussion that always turned on what strategy and which combatant was most likely to hasten emancipation. Following the Civil War and throughout most of the 20th century, blacks by and large fought in a two-pronged effort to earn their birthright, a full American citizenship, and assert their humanity in the face of charges that African Americans were too cowardly, stupid, and treacherous to be trusted on the battlefield. And in more recent years, many African Americans have chosen careers in the armed forces largely because they provide greater opportunities than any available in the civilian workforce. This is not to say that the African American service member's patriotism is less profound than his or her white colleagues, but rather that it is more nuanced. So this book chronicles the paradoxical struggle of the black soldier throughout history, the simultaneous fight on behalf of and in opposition to America.